guys up a little bit. Let's make sure they know where they stand. And I think that's been done many times.
Well, let's talk about
look around and go, where are new acts?
Let's parlay that into a discussion about Triple H and his interview where he talked about the kids today, the young guys today, and how they just haven't earned his respect. He says pretty much they all don't stick around and ask questions of the veterans. They just run out and want to play video games. I mean, the way I look at it, I think Triple H would find maybe one person every 10 years who lives up to his standards, and I think he grossly overestimates how dedicated to their craft wrestlers were 15 years ago or 25 years ago compared to today. I mean, I just think he can...
Oh, there's bodybuilders 15 years ago, there's bodybuilders 20 years ago. No, the guys today are more dedicated to their craft.
And it may not show in the
many,
same...
Many of the guys that debuted 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions. I'm sure Carlito frustrates people, or Shelton Benjamin frustrates people. I mean, I'm sure there's been guys with a lot of potential who frustrated people. They've always existed. There's always been people like that. But it is a different business today, and it isn't 3 weeks on, 3 days off anymore. You know, there is a sense that wrestlers are trying to have their own lives, and it used to be hang out in the bar and talk to old-timers and let them tell you stories about, you know, drunk stories about life on the road and crazy shit that happened during their day. Now the wrestlers go back to the room because they have laptops and high-speed internet and cell phones, and they talk to their family, and they read books, and they read the internet, and they, yeah, get together and play video games in their hotel room sometimes, because video games are portable and it's easy to do. I think the same thing would have been done by the same wrestlers. Although, I mean, there is a slight change in the type of people who are becoming wrestlers, but I think there's a slight change in what 25-year-olds are like today compared to 30 years ago, too. I just found Triple H to be, and you know, anybody who's around him, I mean, will tell you, he just is such a downer. I mean, he's just ultra-critical, sarcastic in a mean-spirited, biting way, and just kind of miserable to be around in the way that Scott Hall at his worst, which you experienced last weekend, can be too. And I just don't think he's this inspirational leader of the locker room when he's saying the things that he's saying in these interviews. And even if there's grains of truth here and there to what he's saying, and I'm sure there is, he's just going about it all the wrong way, and I think he looks at the past with rose-colored glasses, and I think he wants everyone to be as single-minded as he is on wrestling, and I don't know that that's healthy or something to aspire to be.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, there are guys who are doing what you say they're doing. I mean, there certainly are. There are guys who are going back and getting high and doing all the things the guys did 20 years ago, too. I mean, there's a significant portion that does that. But I read that whenever I read this from Triple H, I think this is his insecurity about people saying, you know, now they market dolls with him and his wife. It's an open secret. And that people might have the idea that unlike, say, The Rock, or John Cena, or, you know, anybody else is there, that he benefits from, his place in the McMahon family. Or that's how he got there in the first place. And he did work hard at it. But this idea, too, that, you know, learning all this stuff, I don't know what new Triple H has learned in the last, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
Since he's been a main eventer. I mean, the one I'd point to that changes his act for the better is Undertaker, once he got that thing. And he's an anomaly. But, I mean, I don't know. You know, I just think that's him justifying, you know, I think that's him justifying a spot in two ways. It's justifying a spot, that he earned it that's not his family connection, and he's insecure about that, and then it's justifying his spot that he's been on top and his act doesn't change, and he's put people over, I mean, he's put over people so strongly that, that the reason why is because he worked harder at it and these other guys aren't as dedicated. But you know, Wade, I mean, we live in this bizarro world now where I was watching television last night and the respected veteran who's explaining the traditions of the wrestling business was Kevin Nash. You know, I mean, they did that, and I'm just like, did Triple H, was Triple H involved in anything that the veterans didn't like when he was rising up to be a main eventer? Well, he was part of the clique that drove the veterans crazy.
Yep.
You know, he wasn't even the primary guy, but he was part, you know, he went out, you know, you know, all that part of his legend that he walked out in Madison Square Garden, you know, farewell to, you know, Kevin Nash's and Scott Hall's farewell to WWF and all that. But he, you know, it's like, I mean, it's a rewriting of history. It is obnoxious.
Yes.
It's that part where, you know, if you're a veteran, if you're a teacher, you know, it's not just that they come to you, it's that you go to them. And that's the part I'd be asking. And I don't know the answer to it, but who, you know, you can point to Batista. I think you can point to Batista, who's right out of what Triple H's mold was, which is bodybuilder, huge muscle guy. That's what he, you know, liked.